I do have a confession to make. I may have said this once or twice before. I've never in my entire life smoked a cigarette. Never done it. I've never had an interest in it. Mm. Never done it. Consequently.
Yep.
I've also never tried marijuana. Never done it. Never did it. I am a complete virgin when it comes to, you know, trying the cannabis, trying the weed.
Thank God for drugs.
I've never done it. A couple of days ago, I had a conversation with a friend of mine. I'm not going to say his name.
It's bad private. Job by me.
I didn't say that. And they told me, you know what, bro? What you could try are gummies. Mm. The edibles.
Yes. I spoke to Robert Sala last night.
I'm not saying it's him either. It's unknown. But that person actually gave me the edibles.
You got to be careful with those.
Gave me the gummies.
There's no off switch on edibles.
I understand. So I did my research. I Googled it. I'm going to just go a little half. But I decided the day to do it, the day to try edibles for the very first time, why not? Tonight.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Make sure you watch the milligrams, please.
The yes. Islanders are on.
And stay off social media.
The Knicks are on. And, of course, it's the NFL draft. So, tonight, I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, stay off social media.
What does that mean? What am I going to do?
Put your phone in another room and drawer and lock it and give your wife the key.
Do you think I would say crazy things?
I don't know.
No, on the contrary, maybe we'll get real Evan here. I think he stays on social media. Man, yeah. I want you to live tweet the whole experience.
What would a gummied up Evan even sound like?
You'd sound the same.
You would, but I think you'd be more hyper-focused, like, oh, Brock Bowers, man. Brock Bowers, man. Like, you get a lot of that.
I'm going to suck on it, baby.
What would be your snack of choice, you know, during the late parts of the fourth quarter?
Are you supposed to eat along with the gummies? Is that what you're telling me?
You might get a little hunger spark.
Fat. So I'm going to end up eating a lot after I take them?
Not a lot.
Potentially.
I mean, potentially, but some people go a little sweet, some people go a little salty, but you usually get a little snack mood.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to kind of let the night dictate. Like, it'll give probably me the meat. I want the meat.
It'll probably happen as the night goes on.
Would a pantsless Evan be knocking on Abuelo's bedroom door to whoop him up something in the kitchen?
Here's the truth. I have no idea. Like, I've gotten drunk before, not often, but I have, obviously, as a human, and I know what kind of drunk I am. I'm a very sweet, emotional, loving drunk. That's what my wife tells me.
That's a good drive.
I get very lovey. I don't get angry. I don't get mean. I just get, oh, I love you so much.
It's probably the same.
You think it's the same?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you like when you're high or drunk?
I'm not either.
Ever?
Never.
Never?
Always in control.
Well, if there's ever...
That's my story, and I'm sticking to
it. Yeah, I was going to say, you don't want to come clean. Sean, I get you as, like, very sloppy when you get drunk or up.
I used to be when I was younger. I'm not. I'm very in order now. Yeah, I'm not sloppy.
Now, Loogie's big on the edibles. I think he does it every single night. How would you advise I go about this? Like, split it in half, go quarters? Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I would do it. I would ration it out. I would do a little quarter piece, see how you feel, and then I would go from there. If you feel really good, I would put the foot on the pedal there, you know?
I understand. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this is the right night to do it, like a crazy sports night?
Sports, gummy, sex afterwards, and then I would go get, like, Wendy's.
Something late night.
By the way, you know why he wants to do it tonight.
Why?
You just have to score a Met game tonight.
No, you're 100% right. I couldn't do it while scoring.
That could be your new book, Scoring
Actually,
Games
you
High.
You should do that.
You think I... But
just
I would
to see what it would look like.
Yeah, well,
and you'd wake up the next morning and be like, what in the hell was I thinking?
See, I didn't want to risk that. That was the problem. I made sure that it was a night where I wasn't scoring a Mets game because I didn't want to start, like, drawing hearts or, like, whatever I would draw all over my scorebook. Like, it wouldn't be me. I can't have that happen.
Rocket ships with two boosters on it.
I can see that happening. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that tonight. I'll let you know how it goes.
By the way, just splitting it, not all splits are, you know, you got to see how many milligrams the whole thing is.
Oh, okay. I'll analyze that one.
I max out at 12 and a half, so go lower than that.
12 and a half milligrams less than that?
No, that's what I max out at. I would not go, if it's like a 12 and a half, or go way lower than that.
Way lower. Okay. Yeah. I look forward to it. I'm curious to see what happens. Good but advice, I'm not going to put my phone away. I will tweet. Mm. If I have something to say, I'll say it.
You might not be here tomorrow.
Oh, it's not going to. What am I going to say?
Even better for me. Slug Bugauer over. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
What am I going to say that's that bad?
Hello?
Giannotti would eat me out.
I say that.
And I wasn't even drunk or high when I said that one.